We talk girls tennis. They've already been off to a start here this year. They actually played almost 2 weeks ago at the Wichita Collegiate tournament there, a big competitive tournament to begin the season, and they will be in action tomorrow at the Hayes Invitational here. And we're talking with a couple of the seniors on the squad here. We'll start off here with senior Bryn Burnett. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you got to partake a couple weeks ago there at Wichita. What was that experience like for you?
Well, I had never been, so, and all my years doing tennis, everyone's been has talked about it, about this, like, scary meet in Wichita. And we were all, like, not expecting to win that much, so it was really nice to get a match with Riley.
Yeah, and you play the meet there, and, you know, a lot of different competition there. Pretty tough competition, of course, there. But what was your biggest takeaway from that meet?
I got stuck flat-footed a lot. I want to work on moving my feet more, being quicker.
Hey, you're one of the quite a few seniors on this year's tennis team. What's that like being the veteran out there?
I don't know. I don't. I feel like I'm a freshman still, so I just kind of do my thing.
It goes so fast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's been a fun experience so far. No, you got to be excited to get back out on the court there. And are you going to continue to play doubles with Riley then?
Not for Hayes, but
okay. I'm assuming you're headed to Hayes tomorrow then?
Yeah.
You're going to be playing singles or doubles?
Singles.
Okay. Excited about that opportunity?
Yeah.
So what's probably your favorite part of tennis?
I like how it's more relaxed than any other sport I've been in here. It's, we have a lot of fun, but I also, they kind of depend on us to decide how hard we work and be our own leaders, I guess.
Well, you guys have worked pretty hard here so far and leading into this season and already one meet down and have an opportunity to improve tomorrow there at Hayes. Brenna, thanks again for joining me here. Good luck to you coming up.
Thanks.
All right, once again, senior Brenna Burnett joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scottsdale. Now we'll talk over here with another senior, and we'll let Brenna get the headset over to Riley Stoppel there. And Riley, how are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, your senior year of tennis, you've had a lot of experience on the varsity side. And what makes maybe this year different compared to the previous years?
Well, going into it, like, we've seen some of these people already play, so you're a little more prepared.
And absolutely. And was that your second trip to the Wichita Collegiate Tournament or your first?
No, it was my first.
What was that like for you?
It was really stressful going into it because you didn't, like, you heard, like, all bad things. Like, everyone there is really hard, so you didn't have high expectations really going in.
Well, were you able to maybe embrace the challenge and figure out what you wanted to work on here for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I double faulted quite a few times at Wichita, so that's, I'm serving is what I want to work on.
Okay, so was that mainly kind of related to maybe nerves?
Yeah.
Okay.
And didn't practice much serving.
Okay. Well, at least you got to quite a bit of the season here left here, but coming off a state tournament appearance last year, how does that maybe feel you as well for this year?
A little more confidence going into each meet.
Yeah, that works. So you're going to be at Hayes tomorrow there. Are you going to play doubles then too?
Yeah, I'm playing with Madison.
Okay. Well, you guys made quite the duo there last year, and coming off that, and what are some expectations you have maybe tomorrow and throughout the season?
Well, I'm hoping that we can get first more in number two doubles. Because I think last year at Hayes, I played with Brenna, mm-hmm. but I would hope to finish first with Maddie.
You've been primarily a doubles player throughout your career. What's that been like for you?
I really like it. It's fun playing at the net because you don't get that chance as much in singles.
I can see you taking advantage of playing at the net there and just returning it as fast and as hard as you can, right?
Yeah.
That's the fun part about it. But, you know, it's been a fun year or fun career for you so far. And, you know, does it feel right that you're a senior?
Not really. I still feel, like Brenna said, kind of like a freshman playing. Didn't change that much.
Yeah, but it goes so fast, though. All right. We're good here. Thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Senior Riley Stoppel joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. And we'll talk to another person. We'll get Coach Cheryl Kacharik here. And they've had a busy week. They've hosted a novice tournament. They host a JV meet, and they'll also have varsity head to another meet coming up here tomorrow as well. And they'll be at Hayes, and of course the JV tournament here. And Coach, here we are already, and a few weeks into the season, you've had some pretty hot practices here, but you've had a couple of meets already, more JV than varsity. But how have you been doing so far?
You know, I think our girls have done a great job. You know, they talk about the meet in Wichita Collegiate. We've gone there 4 years. We didn't get to go last year, but we went the 3 years previous. And out of that, on our varsity this year, the only one that had any experience in Wichita was Madison Westengard. And she played singles, you know, her sophomore year there. And so she asked if she could play singles. She wanted to try and play singles. And she even got to play one of the gals that she had played when she was a freshman.
Wow.
So, you know, but it was a good tournament for the girls. They came away the first year we played. We didn't get, you know, wins. But this year, every team came away with at least one win. And so it proved to the girls they could play.
That just shows the success that your team has had and knowing what to expect going in there. But this is, from my memory anyway, this feels like probably your most veteran team you've had in a long time.
It is. You know, we have five returning varsity players, and Brenna is stepping up for the sixth player at this, you know, now. And she was able last year to get, you know, about four meets, I believe, four or five in varsity last year. So it's not a huge, you know, shock to her because she does have some varsity experience from last year that she's bringing.
Well, I guess, you know, with the varsity experience that you do have, that has the opportunity to build up some depth. And I know you get a lot of those players returning that's played JV, were on the fringe of varsity last year. And how much has the depth for your team maybe improved at that second sixth and even maybe the third sixth that you do have playing?
You know, it has improved. We've got some girls that are fighting to try and get up and upset some of our varsity players. So the girls that are on varsity are going to have to work hard and not give up to hold those spots. But it also, you know, it's fun. It's fun to have. And we're excited for the year to come.
Hayes, tomorrow for an invitation, your varsity, your first competition in a couple weeks. But I want to talk about real quickly here, down the road here in October, second straight year, you get to host regionals really with the same cast as last year.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited to be able to host it again this year. And you're right, the placings where everybody's going to be playing came out today, and it looks just like last year with the teams. So we're excited.
I know coming in, you didn't know if you're going to be 3-2-1A or 4A. Well, that answered your question right there. So looks like this is probably your last cycle, at least until the next count there for 3-2-1A.
That's right. That's right.
But exciting times ahead for you guys here. It should be a pretty fun season. It starts, continues, I should say, tomorrow. You got the JV meet at home, and the varsity goes to Hayes. Coach Cheryl Kacharik joining us here. And thanks again for joining me here, and enjoy the rest of the week. We'll talk to you guys next time.
All right. Thanks, Adam.